truck drivers, Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And now we're holding driver hiring events all throughout July in the Chicago area. On July 17th and 18th, we'll hold a grand opening of our new Chicago Intermodal facility at 4301 West 36th Street. That's the 17th and 18th at 4301 West 36th Street. Get full details on all our Chicago hiring events in July and search Schneider's variety of opportunities at SchneiderJobs.com/events. That's SchneiderJobs.com/events.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the best in local travel and outdoors, visit CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got the lowdown on the fun-filled activities in your area. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com for more information. CBS Local. We know travel and outdoors. We know local.
14
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 3 o'clock in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Last time the Cubs faced the Cardinals, they were in the process of being swept out of Busch Stadium. The Cubs have another series against the Cardinals tonight, and this time at home. So, Joe Maddon, what do the Cubs need to do to get the offense going?
Everybody's worried about what's wrong with the hitting. I'm saying just check out the pitching. Look what the Mets just did to the Dodgers in L.A. with their pitching that we just went through in New York. There's a lot of – you're talking about caps right now. Talk about the entire Marlins bullpen. They're outstanding. They're not just okay. They're outstanding. Every one of them is still 95-plus with great other pitches. So it's not so much that what's wrong with your hitters. Pay attention to what's going on with the pitching.
You can hear more of what Joe Maddon had to say at SpiegelandGoff.com. A David Ross-less John Lester faces off with John Lackey tonight at 7:10. Lackey is 2-0 against the Cubs this season. Big pitching matchup at the Cell tonight as Chris Sale faces Toronto's Mark Burley. Sale's going for his ninth straight start with 10 or more strikeouts. That would break Pedro Martinez's major league record of 8. Burley, meanwhile, hasn't allowed more than 2 runs in his last 6 starts. Believe it or not, tickets still available for tonight's matchup. Pre-game with Chris Ronji starts at 6:35. Around the league, Pirates infielder Josh Harrison is headed to the DL with a thumb injury, and we'll have to wait until the reserves are announced tonight to know which Cubs and White Sox players will play in the All-Star game. No Chicago player was voted into the starting lineup. Toronto's Josh Donaldson and Washington's Bryce Harper got the most votes in their respective leagues. Bryce Harper said today he'll skip the home run derby. To the NBA, Manu Ginobili announced via Twitter that he'll exercise his player option to stay with San Antonio next season rather than retire. DeAndre Jordan has signed a 4-year, $80 million deal with Dallas. Detroit re-signed Reggie Jackson for 5 years and $80 million. And the Cleveland Cavaliers are considering trading for the Nets' Joe Johnson, according to ESPN.com. To hockey, Blackhawks announced today they'll hold training camp at Notre Dame for the 3rd year in a row. This year, the Hawks will be in South Bend from September 18th to the 20th. At Wimbledon, Serena Williams dispatched Sister Venus in straight sets this morning. She easily advances to the quarterfinals along with Roger Federer, Maria Sharapova, and Stan Wawrinka. Novak Djokovic currently battling to avoid elimination. He rallied to force a 4th set against South Africa's Kevin Anderson. And the Women's World Cup soccer final earned the highest ratings ever for a soccer match on a single network. More than 20 million people tuned in to watch the U.S. women win their 3rd World Cup championship over Japan. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse. Foursomes are on sale now for the Score's charity golf outing presented by the Dan Wolf Automotive Group taking place on Monday, August 10th at Seven Bridges Golf Club in Woodridge. All golf proceeds will benefit Turning Point Autism Foundation. For more information, call 312-729-3944 or visit 670thescore.com/charitygolf. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Blue Jays on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
The big argument about Butler, and it's not a big argument. Nobody's arguing this except stupid people.
Is that the argument that
in incorrectly thinking the Bulls overpaid $40 million, but that's really not the case. It's because dollars now they could have spent elsewhere.
Not right now.
Offseason. Right.
No.
I think that's the misconception people have.
And I understood why they did what they did.
And they even said, if he outperforms,
we'll pay him.
Right.
Happy to.
Because it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't affect anything that they're doing. And now they've got a very happy, secure two guard playing at the top of his game in the prime of his career.
And I think people are looking at the wrong argument. I think we should evaluate the fact that you and Terry never thought he would be this good of a player.
Correct.
That's what we should look at.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Waukegan, this is Gerard on The Score.
Yes. Dan, you there?
Yes.
Yes. Bobby Portis. If you look at the most versatile player to come into the league in a long time.
Oh, easy. It's the 22nd overall pick. It's not the most versatile player to come into the league in a long time.
Second overall pick ever. I'm saying right today,
that
Bobby Portis is the best
22nd
pick.
I'm okay.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the score.
Terry Boers.
You know me, I love to gossip.
Dan Bernstein.
I'm at avocadocentral.com, brother.
That's gotta work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I do love to gossip. There's no doubt about it. And I was also pretty much correct about a certain breakup, as I recall, now that the details have begun to emerge. I believe that's correct, what I said, and that's why I love gossip.
Which one? Are you talking about Jason Duffner?
No, not that. I can't affirm that. But I believe that. You know why? More than anything else, because I want to believe it. You know what I mean? There's things just you want to say, oh, yeah, that right. makes sense to me. No, the breakup. Jennifer Garner.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much going on there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think when your husband's always gone, it leads to trouble, especially like when you go on where he's at.
Yeah, and the people he was hanging with.
Yeah.
And he apparently, in some of the gambling circles in which he travels, there are some not so savory types.
That's generally the case.
I guess there was some of this was her getting concerned with the company that he was keeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's very fair.
So I saw and heard those numbers for the Women's World Cup. Did you watch?
No.
See, it was on where I was, and I poked my head in because the kids were all outside running around, screaming, playing, and having fun, and the grill's going and all that. And I poked my head in, and I thought, you know, if it's a dramatic game, maybe all of a sudden they said it's 4-0. I said, okay, well, I'm not interested. There's just really nothing to see. But this is, I just hope people don't make the same mistake that everybody makes when this happens.
Yeah, I know.
When there's going to be a lot of dumb money spent on whatever women's professional league people want to throw, whatever the next money toilet they want to flush.
I had no idea that four of them played in Chicago.
I didn't either.
I never heard of that. Then they found, well, four of them are with the Chicago team. What? They're what?
And I don't.
They're where?
I don't know what they draw, but it's
2,000, 1,800.
This is wrapping the flag in something. Or
that's
wrapping
all it
something in the flag.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Yes.
Wrap the flag around that gator people will celebrate. So, that's just what that is. I mean, I don't know why we feel, I guess, are we all so depressed we need that? We're so depressed with our lives that we need to wrap, you know, if the flag is waving, we're just jumping in because we have nothing else. Is that what it is? Because I have, after this one's real sports, I have a real whole thing about the soccer, because the soccer people are like the NFL. They're not acknowledging the concussion. Not acknowledging it happens.
Well, actually, doing anything Chris Hines, right? The NHL is the worst.
Yeah. Well, the soccer people are right there with them. Yep. They're trying to move up on the list.
They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. We'll not talk about it. We'll not send out a spokesman. We'll have no comment. Not even discuss it with you.
And I have the whole Hope Solo issue that nobody seems to care about, that she's just an absolutely horrible person with all kinds of issues. Everyone just loves her. Nobody seems to really care about anything that happened.
No.
The team isn't worried. The fans aren't worried. Just move along and everything's fine. But
isn't it, I guess that's the way in sports, isn't it? It's sort of the way in sports. You just sort of move by it. And whether mm-hmm. it's a guy, a girl, what it doesn't make any difference that you just sort of, if Ray Rice were still able to play, and he really can't. I mean, I don't know. Does somebody sign him to give him a chance?
No. No one's interested.
Because he's just bad. But if he'd still been able to play, he'd be playing somewhere. And maybe it'd be forgotten if he has a great day somewhere. But he can't play. I mean, that's the difference. People say, oh, yeah, well, he's not getting, well, because he can't play. But if you can play, you're always going to get that next chance. Always. Well, and I think people want to forget.
The 847 says the women's victory will jumpstart soccer in our country now. No, that's the fallacy.
No, that it's is, not going it, to.
People always, soccer, people, a lot of people love soccer. I like watching the occasional game. And sometimes it's really fun. But
a lot of participation with girls in the country.
It's a great participatory sport.
Yeah, it is.
But there's just not enough people interested in everyday women's soccer. This is a different phenomenon.
Yeah, I think if you think that's if that's the case, why is nobody I did not know that four of them played on the Chicago team. But I never heard of the team. That's the case. If there's a, you know, because you had to, weren't, this is what exactly what was said in 1999, wasn't it?
I knew of the team because of a friend of a friend who was on the team at one point.
Okay. What's the name of the team?
The Red Stars.
The Red Stars. Okay. And where do they play? Same place as the Fire?
I don't know.
Okay. But I mean, the crowds are like 1,800 people.
Julie probably knows. The Red Stars.
They play at Illinois Benedictine out in Lisle.
Okay.
It's a great time.
That's a lot, right along Maple there when you get off at 355.
Yeah, right on Maple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a great game to go watch. It's a lot of fun.
And 1,800 people, Julie, is that about right?
I think so, 1,800, 2,000, something like that. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they have their core.
Yeah.
It just, but people can't keep making the same mistake of, okay, now this lights the fire. It just, no, it just, doesn't. It would have if that were.
No, there's a lot, there's a million, yeah. There's a whole bunch of girls playing soccer. That's not the problem. It's the problem that nobody wants to watch it. Unless it's your kid playing.
Or unless or, it's USA, you know, USA, USA.
Yeah. And you're the same way. I know you were hit the flag wrapped around you last day before.
You know, I started to watch it. Actually, I turned the pregame on. I was going to watch that game, and then when they were up 3-0 at their 16 minutes, I lost all interest.
Right. It's not fun at that point.
It wasn't. I mean, if it was a good, like, close game, I would have watched the whole, like, every minute of it.
And did an amazing number even at 5-2.
I mean, I left it on. I wasn't in front of the TV. I was going back, you know, kitchen, out in the deck, and, man, I lost interest in watching every second of it.
That's because you have a brain in your head. You don't want to watch a blowout in soccer.
Well, yeah, that's the only reason. I mean, I would have watched. Like I said, I would have watched if it was like 4 years ago when they, you know, overtime and shootouts. I would have watched.
Yeah, I had a passing interest just because it was. I knew it was sort of a thing. You know, Twitter going crazy with everybody and the hashtags and all the.
Well, Danny, I watched because I thought something beautiful like that would really, really improve my life. Just really bring a lot of beauty into my life.
How so, by the way? How does that bring beauty into your
it's just,
already
it's the pure,
wonderful
the competition,
life?
Just the pure joy of competition, what sport does to people.
Still 4th of July drunk.
Were you also at the Grateful Dead concert?
No, I told you about that garbage.
All right, just seeing where we draw these lines
and you see,
here.
Was it, what section is it, the Tribune today, that I opened up the paper and immediately threw the whole section out?
Well, the A&E section.
It's A&E, yeah, right?
No, yeah. Then you'd miss Greg Kot, because Greg Kot.
I didn't read it, because all I saw was Grateful Dead and Bono on the bottom of the front page.
Your
I'm
guy.
Done.
Well, you should read both of those stories, but Greg Kot's just terrific. He says, the tender goodbye to, you're talking about the song Box of Rain, nodded to the Dead's legacy. This is all one dream. We dreamed one afternoon long ago, bassist Phil Lesh sang. It was a heck of a dream, but it ended in 1995. When the band's benevolent visionary Jerry Garcia died only a few weeks after the two Soldier
and what
Field
did Jerry
concerts
Garcia die of?
Wrapped up the band, everything, wrapped up the band's summer tour. Without Garcia, this couldn't be the Grateful Dead anymore, no matter what the ticket stub says. Instead, this was, at best, a Grateful Dead tribute show. A celebration of a remarkable legacy. So he mentions the talent that they assembled, and he said the new chemistry must be created, and that's something that can't happen over a couple shows or a few weeks of rehearsals. The Soldier Field shows stood in the shadow of an imposing legacy.
I you know, maybe for the stoner crowd, yes, but for people who love music, I don't know.
I think Kevin Pang asked the wrong questions about U2. He asked if I should still be a fan in 2015. The question is, should you ever have been a fan?
I think the answer to that is no, too. I think that's a big fat no as well.
Yeah, you too, terrible.
But I don't, you know, 50 years later, I'm still listening to this crap I was listening to in 1965 about these creeps.
Greg Kot says, the old days aren't coming back. Top tickets for the Grateful Dead's 95 Soldier Field shows went for $33.50. The most expensive seats 20 years later were going for $199.50, many times more on the secondary market. The tapers section, I don't know if it's actually the animal, tapers?
Taper, yeah. Oh, man, they're nasty.
Not only are they nasty, yeah. be careful if they get excited.
Right, that's what I mean.
That's a thing there. I remember being at Busch Gardens in Florida. There was an aroused taper running around looking for anything it could find, screaming, F those alligators, I think. And so, but
found Terry one time.
Hey, buddy. The tapers section that allowed fans to record performances.